Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2710, The Balanced Money Formula by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. The Balanced Money Formula by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Building a budget is one of the basic tasks of personal finance, but not everyone can keep a budget. As much as I'd like to, I don't feel comfortable with detailed planning. I continue to use a spending plan as a rough guide to my future, but a traditional budget just doesn't work for me. Last night, I stumbled across the Balanced Money Formula proposed by Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Taiaji in their excellent book, All You're Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. Like my spending plan, the balanced money formula is an alternative to traditional budgets. Though I considered this concept a little light in the past, it really hit home yesterday. It helped me to realize that my own spending has become unbalanced. The balanced money formula. The balanced money formula is based on your net income, your income after taxes. The authors say that ideally, no more than 50% of your paycheck should be spent on needs, and keeping them below 35% is best. Of the remaining amount, at least 20% should be devoted to saving, while up to 30% can be spent on wants. That's it. Simple. Three categories. No detail. This is the sort of big picture budget that I find useful. And in this case, I could see that there was something wrong with my wants. Here's how the authors define these terms. Needs are things you pay no matter what: housing, food, utilities, transportation costs, and insurance. Wants are everything else: cable television, restaurant meals, concert tickets, comic books, clothing beyond the basics, etc. And saving comes last in this plan. Everything left after you take care of wants and needs is set aside for the future. If you want to get out of debt, that's also tackled here. The authors write, quote, "When your money is in balance, you always have enough to pay your bills, have some fun, and save for your dreams. And here's the best part of all. Once your money's in balance, you can stop worrying about it. Managing your money becomes automatic." End quote. This balanced money formula is a goal. It's an ideal. If you're just beginning to manage your money, your financial life will probably be distinctly unbalanced. For example, if your income's small or your mortgage is large, you might be spending 80% or more on needs. If you're a compulsive spender, if you like to dine in fine restaurants and to collect Hummel figurines, you might be spending 45% of your income on wants. And of course, few people starting out can afford to set aside 20% of their income for savings. The authors say that your goal should be to move from your current state to something more balanced. For some, that's as simple as reprioritizing expenses. For most, it's not that simple. When your needs are too high, for example, you severely cramp both wants and savings. Because most of your income goes to necessities, you don't have enough for fun or for the future. To remedy this, you might need to take drastic action. You might need to move into someplace more affordable, perhaps even to a different city. You might need to find a better paying job. These are not easy steps. Life out of balance. In many ways, the balanced money formula is brilliant. I agree wholeheartedly that needs should be kept under 50% of net income. I think it's a good idea to split needs, about 25% for housing and about 25% for all other needs. I also agree that saving at least 20% of your income or using that money to repay debt is an excellent way to find the path to wealth. But what about that 30% for wants? The authors write, quote, "You can spend your wants money on anything that strikes your fancy, so long as you stay within 30% of your income," end quote. In fact, they warn against spending too little on wants, suggesting that those who spend less than 20% of their income on the things they enjoy might be missing the point of money. They say, quote, "You certainly won't get into trouble spending like this on wants. Even so, you should ask yourself, are you making enough room for fun?" End quote. Excellent question. And here's the truth. I'm spending less than 10% of my income on fun, and I can tell. I'm growing a little cantankerous in my old age. I'm letting things like a trip to the movies raise my blood pressure when I should just be enjoying life. I've paid off my debt. I'm not spending foolishly. I can afford to go to a movie, even if it's expensive. I can afford to spend the extra 29 cents to have a great mug of cocoa. All work and no play. I've written a lot lately about frugality, and I'm not about to give up my frugal ways. Thrift has been successful for me, has helped me to build wealth. But as some readers have noted, one reason to save money is to enjoy it. It's not just for the future, but for today. Revisiting the balanced money formula last night brought this point home to me. I've allowed my own money equation to become unbalanced again. Over the past few years, I've become a super saver. Initially, this money went to debt reduction. Now it goes to saving and investing. I'm proud of paying off my past and providing for my future, but maybe it's time to spend a little money on today. Maybe it's time to indulge myself. Maybe it's time to give myself a budget for fun. The balanced money formula puts a lot of minds at ease. It can definitely help you put your finances in automatic mode, but its simplicity also lends itself to being applicable to other life circumstances. If you're reaching for a goal, letting yourself get out of balance with the formula is what naturally happens. I also think being out of balance is something that should last only for a certain period of time. But what do you think? You just listened to the post titled "The Balanced Money Formula" by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org, and I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I've found that optimizing on the bigger areas of my budget, namely housing, transportation, and food, allows me to not worry much about splurging in other areas. It's nice to know that money is there in situations when you would really just appreciate the convenience of a cab ride, for example. Or you have to because there's no other options. And you know that it's not going to break the bank. I think the key is to not be gluttonous when it comes to paying for convenience. Many of us would always take the cab and never even consider public transportation. The thing that matters so much more than an expensive cab ride once in a blue moon is the things you spend money on regularly, especially your fixed costs. If your fixed costs, like your rent or mortgage, car payment, insurance, etc., are high, and you're basically living paycheck to paycheck, then all of your spending on everything else becomes a much bigger deal. And it's probably good for all of us to have a season of life where we grapple with this stuff. It can help us fine-tune what we feel is worth spending money on and what isn't. That season for me was when I was getting out of debt. I was super aggressive, and I would walk an hour to get somewhere before I would pay for a cab. While that attitude led me to get out of 30 grand of debt in 11 months, I don't think that level of frugality is sustainable for my whole life. There comes a point where you can relax a little bit and not fret about taking the damn cab. For me, it was when I reached debt freedom, had a solid emergency fund, and was fully funding my retirement vehicles. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.